This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We are about to get talking and get back to our language corner this morning. Mongezi Bolofo joins us again, linguist and language practitioner specializing in isiZulu. I just need to find my notes before I am in trouble. Sawubona, Tisha.
Sawubona, Mguni. Kunjani?
Niyaphila kunjani namuhla?
No, khosi yaphila, sivukile siyabonga.
No, that's why you know, as a diligent student, you try and keep notes. Now I'm realizing, hey, we haven't been here since the 7th of April. So I have to find those notes, but I have actually found them.
Yeah, wonderful.
Mongezi, we ended off with an interesting conversation the last time we met, which was really about ingane, umntwana, and so on. And I found it very, very interesting how that really became a moment of conversation. What would you say are some of the terms that can also, you know, spark a conversation of that nature in isiZulu?
You have got a variety of terms in isiZulu that people in different regions and possibly different generations would argue. I mean, we covered last week ingane, and then we were all in agreement with lianeta and liana. It's one of the terms that you hear is katesiningi most of the time. Uguti, people would say liana and lianeta. Another one, which is the very new term, is between izidakamizwa and izidungamizwa. That is, we're talking about drugs in the fraternity, because izidakamizwa is normally drugs in the negative sense. And then you've got things like anesthetics, which you use in the medical fraternity, and izidungamizwa. And so it always creates a ball of contention that people want to argue about how to use that word. It was the same when we had in the media with ukutshalwa kwenkosi, ukukhothama kwenkosi, and ukufa kwenkosi, when we looked at the entire King Goodwill Zwelithini's passing, that we argued with people that we don't say inkosi shonile, we would say inkosi khothamile. And then there's a conversation that
Power Talk with Lukhona Mguni. Call Lukhona on 0861-987-000.
And tweet me at Lukhona Mguni, hashtag Power Talk. Mongezi, I believe you are back with us. Something happened there with the line. You were just explaining the issues around ukhothama kwenkosi, ukutshalwa kwenkosi, which did spark in the media space. How best do you use and deploy these words?
Yes. So ukhothama we would use not only with inkosi, but also the chiefs and the leaders in the community and the adults in the homestead. If my grandfather would pass away and I consider him to be the king of the household, I would also use the term umkhulu ukhotheme. So it's a term that shows so much respect in presenting the idea of death to the next, especially when you're talking about males in their old age. You would want to use ukhotheme, which means he's bowed down gracefully and went to the spiritual world.
Yeah. Now, let us move. I think there are things we probably need to deal with, which are basics. There was somebody, actually, who was talking about numbers as well when we last met and asking, you know, Shakalolunye, Shakalombili. Why is Shakalolunye, more bigger than Shakalombili? Maybe let's probably do a bit of counting again, Mongezi, just to recap where we are or where we should be.
Yeah.
To say those numbers 1 to 10, and then that issue of 8 and 9.
Yeah, the basic numbers, they are basic. So 1 to 5 is what you get from the head. From the next hand, now you start to tabulate your numbers in using symbolism. So that is isithupha, because the thumb is isithupha in Zulu, which means it's the sixth finger.
Yeah.
And seven is isikhombisa, which comes from komba, which is the index finger, to komba, to indexify.
Mm.
So that's where isikhombisa comes from. Now, with 8, 9, and 10, that's when you start to introduce in isiZulu exponential counting, because it is now 10 minus a box equals to 8. That's what happens there.
So when 10 minus a?
10 minus x equals 8.
Yes.
So it's a 10 minus x. That's what your 8 is. It is sishiya galombili. O galo is two strikes, two sticks. Sishiya o galo ababili before we get to 10. So we only have two galos to get to 10.
Mm.
That is why we have isishiya galombili. Then you have 9.
And then let's just sort out the spelling part. Would that be a K or a G?
It will be a G. Okalo. Sishia okalo kalombili.
And how do you say 8 though? So besides utisishia, what does it become when we pronounce it and I say 8 in isiZulu?
Isishia kalombili. Isishia kalombili.
Isishia
kalombili.
Kalombili.
Okay. Yes.
And then 9.
Then your 9 is 10 plus x, or 10 minus x equals to, then that's 9. 9 is 10 minus x, which is sishiya galo lunye, which is 1, lunye. Ugalo lunye.
Mm.
Before we get to 10. Then when we are in 10, we have made our circle, which is 10. We have completed our circle.
And then that we call, what do we call that?
Ishumi. 10 ishumi. Is ishumi. Yeah.
Ishumi. But perhaps long as you just recap that 1 to 5 as well, what do we call?
Then we can recap from 1 to 5. 1 will be, 1 is nye, so we say gunye. 2 is bili, kubili. 3 is tatu, kutatu. 4 is ne, gune. 5 is Shano, kushano. 6 is isithupha. So kuyisithupha. 7 is isikhombisa, kuyisikhombisa. 8 is isishiyagalombili, kuyisishiyagalombili. 9 is isishiyagalolunye, kuyisishiyagalolunye. Then ishumi, you would say kuyishumi.
That's quite interesting, you know, because it really helps us understand some of these. And I even wonder, Uguti, Uma Ubuga, the prefixes that you are using, is there any meaning behind those?
Yes, we use ku most of the time when we are talking about it's equivalent to the it in English. When you say it is raining and we say what is the it, it's when we are talking about the non-existing element or object. So we say ku isishiyagalombili. However, the prefix would change.
Monga, is it that line? Just hang on a bit.
Okay.
Probably you need to move again. I don't know what you had to do. Can you?
I might just have to move and find a better space.
Okay, let me try send you back to my team and see. I don't know why Uguti in the sabotage just shy like language corner namuhla. But we're going to get Mongezi Bolofo back on the line as we try clean up that line to be part of this language corner. 0861-987-000. I do know that at times my class tends to raise its hands quite late when we are almost close to the conclusion of the lesson. So if something is sparking in you now, please just dial in and get that question so that we can be able to respond to it before we run out of time this morning here on Power Talk. We are being taught how to count and how these numbers work. Kunye, kubili, kutatu, kune, kuhlanu, isithupha. Kuyisikhombisa, kuyisishiyagalombili, kuyisishiyagalolunye, kuyishumi. Hey, siyafunda la language corner. Mongezi, do I have you back?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's something else that we also want to touch on really with you, and that's around greetings, eh? I don't think we did get there the last time we were together. You know, there's always this question about greeting in isiZulu. Sawubona, sanibona. And then sometimes when I feel silly, I'll say siyakubona nawe. But take us through some of these greetings and what they are meant to probably symbolize, because it seems as if there is a history as to how people arrived at points of greetings in their different languages.
Yes. The greetings in isiZulu, obviously the greeting sawubona, which is used any time of the day, is an acknowledgement of a soul meeting another soul, which means we are still alive. Sawubona. So it means we are still seeing it, or I'm still seeing you. When I say sisakubona, sakubona, sometimes you say sisakubona, as you said, you say sakubona nawe. So sawubona is sisawubona umphefumulo ophilayo. Yeah, we are still seeing you. And the other person will acknowledge that, yes, I'm still seeing you too. You are still alive.
Yeah.
So that's where sawubona comes from.
And then, you know, what are the other ways in which people can be able to respond or greet? I know in some, you know, languages you can say dumelang, khotsong, and people still understand that you are actually greeting.
Yes. You have sawubona, and then you have, in Zulu, you have... people would say ibonene, which is a reciprocal. Ibonene, it has seen each other. We have seen each other. Ibonene or sibonene. So we have seen each other. If you are from deep rural and you are male, they use heshempim.
Oh,
yes, that's male to male, a fondly greeting of male to male, mainly peers. They will say heshempim. And the other one would respond and say, hey, yes, MPM, come back. And then they continue with their conversation. So, if you haven't seen each other in a long time, you can say mehlo matala, which literally means old eyes. So it's I'm seeing you with the old eyes. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Yeah.
So mehlo matala or aisazani. That's how they would say, hey, aisazani.
If I say to an older person, Ashempe, would they take offense?
Possibly they will take offense. But with male, as I say, it's fondly. They will take offense, but there will be reservations with others because it would mean you are acknowledging them and making them seem to be a bit younger, which with male people is not a problem. It is actually ideal to be seen to be a strong man, even when you are a stalwart.
Okay, let's go to the lines. Please take some notes, Mongezi. I'll take three callers, and then you'll be able to have an opportunity to respond. Cyprian, good morning.
Hey, mngunu kunjani wa?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Ngiyaphila nami mfethu. Yazi sakhuluma ngendaba yokubala ne. Like ngokwesikhathi kunento ekuthiwa ihora lomuvo. Ihora leshaka lemfika. Ungathi anga clarify ukuthi kuhluka kudifara kephi, like for instance umuvo siyazi ukuthi u1 kunehora lomtshokodi uyabona, if like yabona lezo zinto lezo, ungathi ngazama ukuthi explain ukuthi what's the difference, because now I can say ihora lesikhombisa, omunye aqhamuke sethi aye ihora lomtshokodi, uyabona ukuthi kuyadifara ngokwama languages, like indlela asina indlela, abanye bathi indlela, abanye bathi nyathuko. I understand that lot today. Kuba nalokho indlela zokukhuluma nangokuyigodi.
Okay.
Yabo.
Okay. Cyprian, thank you very much for that. Asibonge. Thabo, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the language corner. I'm really, really enjoying this. And I'm a petty man who has some Zulu ancestors. So, namadluzi, I'm a togo.
Ikazi, lasho lati
kujabula. My thing that I wanted to ask, right? Perhaps one day we can also dedicate a bit of the slot to understanding some of the ancestral meanings and spiritual meanings of the things I deal with. So if we were to explain to somebody, yini impepho, what is isangoma, you know, in order to break it down, break down the word in the same way he's breaking down the numbers right now, that would be really great. But otherwise, excellent, excellent lesson. Next month is Africa Month. I hope you guys will do more of this. We need more of these language teachings.
No, you've got the language corner here every Wednesday at 11:30. Nunyaka wonke, my brother.
Excellent, excellent. Thanks.
Thank you, Thabo. Enhle, good morning.
Good morning, Lukon. How are you?
Siyaphila kunjani? Ah, siyaphila kunjani?
Ngiyaphila. Hi, Mongezi.
Hi, Enhle, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Very good.
Mongezi, explain to me here. Mawubaleka ucela empunzini or uthi galo yephuka. Ugalo weshaka lolunye nogalo ukuthi galo yephuka. Ogalo abafanayo or bayahluka labo galo lapho. Because mawubaleka uthi galo ngathi galo yephuka.
Yes, ugalo usho isimo sento emile which is a pole like in structure, mm-hmm. So like a cone kind of structure. So ungakhephula esihlahleni when there's a branch out ugalo. So your leg is also in that shape is ugalo. So mawuthi galo yephuka you mean let my legs get broken in the right places so I can run. So mawuthi galo yephuka you mean imlenze my ingaqondi ayingithwale ngihambe.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Thank you. Mongezi, you also have Cyprian, Ukubala, Ihora, Amahora.
Amahora. Umuvo is a synonym of one when we say nye, unye, but umuvo means a single. Like we would have one and then we have single.
Okay.
So umuvo means a single object or item. So if I'm counting things and I'm putting them down, I would say nge umuvo owodwa, which means one, a single item. Imizi embili. Two items. So when I say umuvo, I mean single. So that's why they would say ihora lomuvo, which is the one hour, at 13 hours during the day. Then you have the others which I use are taken from Hlonipha. We have in Zulu a culture of Hlonipha where women and children born in a family where if there's someone ekhaya who is named seven, iskhombisa, then I would not use the word iskhombisa or the word komba itself because kunomkhombiseni ekhaya. And therefore they use the Hlonipha term, which is a term that would be understood within the family to be meaning that. And then it escalates and extend outside the family. And you would have imfika because that finger, seven, is the one that you can always fold. The finger that you can index and fold. So imfika, ihora lemfika would mean, or ihora lomkoti in that case. Ihora lomkoti. It depends on the village and the family, ukuthi what word are they using as Hlonipha. So you would always find those little synonyms which are understood within small groups and they are part of dialectics. And that's why we have those words which are synonymous. Ayafana namanye amagama, kodwa amagama okuhlonipha. For instance, we don't say, if you are a makoti in
the homestead. Mongezi, wait, just wait a little. Mongezi, wait, just wait a little. This line is sabotaging what is a gem of a lesson, really. So I want to come back and see if Mongezi's line is going to get a little cleaned up. I think we have him back on the line. You were just saying, Mongezi, if you are umakoti kwamkize, and that's where I started losing
and
you.
And if someone is unkomo kwamkize, someone's name is unkomo.
Yeah.
Say Minister Zweli Mkize is unkomo. And that means all the makotis in that house and the younger girl children will not use the word inkomo. They would say imeshe.
Mm.
So that's how Hlonipha works. It's avoiding using a particular word and then we coin a new word that we would use as a code there, as a sign of respect to the person who's named inkomo. Because in the Zulu culture, you cannot pronounce or say an adult's name.
I remember that very well. My grandfather's father was Ubokwe, and I think some people were not welcome to say Ibokwe when they see a goat. Utabo talks about ancestral spiritual meanings when Mongezi, and I also have Sipo there saying, I must ask you, teacher, why isiZulu is also known as Sikamakeba?
All right. When we talk about ancestral stuff like impepho and all this, it's a body of knowledge that requires each day to explore. But he made two examples there, which is impepha and I can't remember the last one. I remember
isangoma. Yeah.
Isangoma. Yes. Because those terms, he says, we need to do a morphological dissection of those words. It's the impepho. Impepha comes from, in actual fact, it's impepha because it comes from pepper. It's an incense that we use to pepper emimoyeni eyahlukene. And so sishisa, we burn it every time when we are seeking protection. So that's why it is impepha. And then you have isangoma. I'm not quite certain with its origins. of ubungoma and isangoma, but you would know that ingoma in Zulu also is a song and a type of dance.
Mm.
And therefore, one who's doing that would possibly be isangoma, because dance and music is spiritual in Zulu. So it's someone who in rhythm can connect with the spiritual world, I would assume, but I'm not quite certain with what I'm saying now.
Absolutely. Lastly, I have one from... also on Twitter, I have one from Tabiso asking that please pronounce the months of the year in isiZulu.
The month of the year in isiZulu, yes. We have actually, in a Zulu calendar, we have 13 months, but I will just use them as they are adapted today. We have uJanuary, which is uMasingana.
Mm.
uMasingana, which people are looking after the pumpkin start at the beginning of December. Then you have uNhlolanja, the month of the mating of dogs.
Mm.
That is February. Then you have uNdasa, the month of abundance, of new millies. They start every beginning of February in the Zulu calendar, but it's what we call March today.
And Mongezi, let me just sort out something with February. uNhlolanja, is it NTL or NHL?
It's NHL. In Zulu, we use NHL.
Not TL.
uNhlolanja. Yeah.
Okay.
So uNhlolanja, it's the month of the mating of dogs, yes. So we were with April now.
April, yes.
Umbasa, the month we are in. Umbasa or Umbaso. It's when the winter fires are first lit, from the word basa to start lighting fires. Then you have uNhlangazibuya. This is the one that we don't have today, which was also called Indida. It started towards the end of March. Then you had uNhlaba, which is today's May. This is when you start to have Umoyo Shabaya, the month of color flowers. They start late in April, but today it is associated with Umoya Oshabaya, which means you start to hear. There's a what they call the Japanese astronaut's weather.
Yeah.
There's a nip in the air. That is May. Then you have uNhlangulana, which is June. This is when the month of the early winds, they start about the middle of May, but it is now, today is June. Then you have uNtuligazi, the month of the dust, the dusty month. This is when everything is brown. The trees have lost leaves, it's dry, and therefore there's even tuli. Then we call it uNtuligazi. Then we have uMandulo, the month of September.
Mongezi, you know what Umandulo. I want us to do? You know what I want us to do? I want us to leave it there, uNtuligazi, July.
Yes.
What we'll do next week, we'll start off with August. And wrap up, because I do want you to have the opportunity to explain what these months mean so that we don't just rush through them. Yeah. Kodwa angibonge kakhulu ngokuthi ube nathi namuhla.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.